Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. I'm Tom Ackerman coming to you from the Stiefel Sports Studio. It's time to talk some baseball, and we turn things over to KMOX's Matt Pauley with a very special guest.
We are very happy right now to welcome on the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. That is Michael Gersh. Michael, thank you for taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am good. What was your reaction? What was maybe the other reactions of people inside of the Cardinals offices when you found out that Scott Rolen was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Oh, I think it was. It's exciting. It's always exciting when someone who's spent some time here gets honored like that. And I know Mo in particular. You know, I was around when Scott was here, but I was not hanging around the big league clubhouse at that time very much. I was more doing amateur scouting stuff, so I don't have a long relationship with Scott, though I've met him a few times. But I know Mo is considers him a friend, and I know Mo is very excited about it. So it's a great honor for him. It seemed like it was going to happen one of these years; just wasn't obvious it was going to happen this year. But nice recognition of a great career.
Would you like to see Hall of Fame voters value defense at third base maybe a little bit more than they do?
Look, I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'm not in the weeds on Hall of Fame voting and how they over the years, how they've transitioned from, you know, like round numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Round numbers of wins, home runs, RBIs seem like drove Hall of Fame voting for a long time to now being a little bit more, maybe data savvy. But I think third base is a weird position. It's not seen as one of the like elite defensive positions up the middle of the field, but some guys are incredible defenders at third base and add a ton of value. You know, we have one now in Nolan, and when Scott was here for many years, he was the same way. And I think sometimes it's looked at as more of an offensive position, but the guys who are great defensive third basemen, you know, it's making a huge difference in your team. And it's possible that that's undervalued by the Hall of Famers for sure.
What is this period like for you guys where you've kind of done the heavy lifting of the offseason, but I know at the same time you never close the door to making the team better?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a transition period where we sort of are starting to transition from the offseason into spring training, into the beginning of the amateur scouting season, into beginning the player development process and those seasons. To your point, we're always looking. We're still talking to teams from every now and then. There's still guys on waivers and other opportunities, and obviously there's still a few free agents still out there. So it's different than sort of early in the offseason where you're really, you know, trying to stay in touch with all 29 teams and tons of free agents and tons of agents and have lots of balls in the air. Now it's a little bit more, you know, sparse in the conversations and a few that might spark something that have a chance to come to fruition. A lot that sort of don't really go anywhere. But as a front office, we sort of, a lot of our time is now starting to prepare for the 2023 season and less about the offseason acquisition process.
Specifically to the amateur side of things, has that turned into a 12-month-a-year thing?
It's pretty close. It's pretty close. You know, we do some sort of January, like sort of prep meetings here in town this week. And, you know, I had some conversations with guys where we talked about, like, if you're a high school player in Florida or Arizona or Southern California, they're already playing high school baseball, or at least maybe not official season games, but they're having, you know, off-season scrimmages and practices. And so our scouts are already out, you know, sort of laying the groundwork on that. And certainly the draft is in July now, a month later than it used to be, which sort of stretches out this process. And then as soon as this process happens in July, we immediately start scouting the summer leagues and the Cape Cod League. And so it's probably not 12 months, but it's probably like, you know, 9 or 10 before it kind of gets quiet for November and December.
Do you enjoy the challenge? In other sports, there's not a linear path, but there's a more kind of concrete kind of way to get to the highest levels of the sport. In baseball, there's so many different pathways that guys can take, coming straight out of high school, going junior college, going to a four-year, going junior college. Like there's a million different ways, and you find guys at different stages of their development. Is that fun for you and your staff?
Yeah, I think that's part of the challenge, right? I think what scouts – look, every scout hopes to have a first-round pick, you know, go to the high school next, you know, down the street, because it means that they'll know the guy well, they can scout him easily and all that. But, you know, again, when we had these meetings this week, one of our scouts talked about scouting Mount Olive College and finding Cody Whitley, who had been had Tommy John surgery, you know, the year before, missed a year, had only come back and made three appearances that year. He happened to be at one of them, you know, to be at a college game in Mount Olive and see a kid throwing 95 that you didn't even know existed before you walked into this park that day, is that's what they live for, right? It's finding guys and uncovering the sort of hidden gems. And I think we've, you know, organizationally, we've kind of made a living off of, you know, rounds, you know, 5 through 15 or whatever, with guys like Carpenter and you know, Tommy Edman and Donovan and Lars Nootbaar. And that's, I think, what, you know, in some ways is almost more fun than going to see the number one player in the country who's been a superstar at some SEC school for 3 years and everyone knows who he is. And it's sort of it's not as much of a, you don't get the butterflies and excitement of having discovered someone who can make a difference.
Cardinals general manager Michael Gersh continuing to chat with us. I think a lot of people hear your title. They know Mo's title as president of baseball operations, but I also think there's maybe some confusion in what it looks like in your guys' working relationship. Can you kind of describe that for our listeners a little bit of how you and Mo work together?
Yeah, I mean, look, everyone knows Mo's the main guy. He's the head of baseball operations. He has been for, I don't know, 15 seasons now, maybe 16 seasons. And I've been, you know, starting in 2011, I got promoted to assistant GM and was sort of Mo's right-hand man. And that's sort of been my role for the last decade. And in some cases, we split things up and you know, like, separate our sort of work responsibilities. In most cases, we are very much working together on things. So there are cases where there are certain agents I have relationships with, and there's many agents, especially the guys who've been around for a while, that Mo has had long-term relationships with. And so when we want to approach a free agent or approach a player about an extension, we'll sort of decide who makes more sense to start that process. There's certain teams that Mo has, you know, someone like the Yankees with Cashman. Mo and Cashman have both been in charge of their respective organizations for, you know, 15 years or 20 years. So when we talk Yankees, sometimes Mo just picks up the phone and calls Cash. And there's other teams where I have relationships with guys who are newer in the role. And so I follow up with those and start the trade talks in those cases. And then within, you know, our sort of internal operations, you know, my background is on the analytics side. So I sort of and much more involved in our baseball development analytics group. You know, Mo's background is more on the has been around longer with the player development side, so he works a little bit more closely with Gary LaRocque. But it's not like it's much more of we work as a team on things, and not so much that we have, like, you know, clear silos that this is my part of the organization and this is Mo's part. I mean, the whole thing is Mo's part, and I jump in where it makes sense to make an impact and try to keep moving us forward.
There were parts of this offseason that were just wild, whether it was the money that was being thrown around, the years that were being thrown around. Do you guys ever just kind of look at each other and look at some of these deals and just go, you know, in almost shock of maybe the direction that the industry is going, if that makes sense?
I don't think shock. I think anytime you come out of a new CBA, a lot of people feel more comfortable making bigger commitments, because they know that there's some certainty for the next 5 years about relative peace in the industry. And I think there are times there are moves that sort of, I don't want to say confuse, but there are moves that are more surprising than others, right? Like, there are moves where, you know, when Aaron Judge signs for a lot of money with the New York Yankees, it doesn't exactly make your head spin, right? Mm-hmm. But there's other moves where you're like, well, that's not what I was expecting, or that's not the team I expected, or that's not the contract that we would have guessed. And that's just part of 30 teams competing and trying to figure out how to best allocate their resources to improve their teams.
I'll finish you off with this. Like, my take on the Cardinals is there's a lot of question marks, because there's not a lot of guys outside of Goldschmidt, Arenado, Edman, and Contreras that have year-over-year track records. Like Tyler O'Neill had a really good year. Lars Nootbaar had a really good half season last year. But these guys have not have these multi-year track records. But there's also a lot of optimism about so many guys, whether it is O'Neill or Nootbaar or Carlson or Gorman. Like, so many guys. I'm excited to see if these guys are going to kind of take that step forward and become those consistent big leaguers. This is a long question, but do you get excited about that? Like, are you really excited to see some of these guys that don't have those track records, if they are able to take that next step?
100%. I mean, I think in some ways this is like the ideal spring training for us, in that we have a whole bunch of young, exciting, kind of up-and-coming type players, and it's also a WBC year. So, you know, when you talk about we have a smaller group of veteran players, like they can't get much better than Goldie and Arenado, right? Like, if you're gonna have a small group of guys, like two MVP guys is a great place to start. But those guys and Wainwright and Michaelis and a bunch of other players are gonna be gone to WBC for some period of time in March, and so there's gonna be a lot of at bats to see what, you know, Alec Burleson or Jordan Walker, and there's gonna be a lot of innings for guys like Libertor and Connor Thomas and Graceffo and McGreevy. There's a lot of players that we're excited to sort of see what 2023 brings for them. And not only is that true just in general, but it's true that in this spring training, they're set up to have opportunities, right? And we know that not all of them are going to hit in spring training, and you shouldn't overanalyze, you know, 25 at-bats or 12 innings in spring training anyway. But just the idea that we got a lot of exciting players who are going to get opportunities to sort of see where they stand is fun and exciting. It makes it this season has the potential to have a bunch of new faces that sort of break out into the into sort of that tier that you said, that tier that kind of repeats it for more than a year, and that everyone sort of has confidence we can build around.
He is Michael Gersh. He is the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, joining us. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Thank you both. And when we come back, we'll talk hockey. The Blues breakdown, and the Blues are breaking down a little bit. We'll hear from Craig Berube, Jordan Binnington, Torrey Krug, and Ivan Barbashev next on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.